James Dwyer watches a video he recorded along the streets of Panama City, Panama. He reminisces about his trip there last May.
It was just a great experience. If you can have a good experience getting a root canal, I'd say it was the best experience.
Dwyer had never considered dental care overseas. That is, until his appointment for a root canal got canceled weeks before his trip to Panama. He surfed the internet for more information and came across Dental Destinations. The Naples company and others like it check out dental clinics in Central America and abroad for quality and safety, so people who go there can rest assured. The company referred Dwyer to a dentist in Panama.
They made sure that everybody that was used in this group of people that they refer you to met American standards. So you weren't going down and somebody was going to pull your tooth with a shot of whiskey and a bullet, you know. So they scouted out and did their homework, and I'm very satisfied with the people they referred me to.
CEO Michael Hardenbrook founded Dental Destinations in 2009 after his own experience being a dental tourist in Costa Rica.
I started thinking that it was a bit of a scary experience only because I had never, like anyone else in the U.S., taken on the task of evaluating a dentist. I mean, it's just a very complicated process. So I thought there had to be a better way and a safer way.
Hardenbrook partnered with Dr. Ron Peterson. The Arizona dentist worked about 20 years in U.S. dental inspection, regulation, and quality assurance. Peterson designed an evaluation protocol based on his experience. After pre-screening them, he and Hardenbrook traveled to clinics in Mexico, Panama, and Costa Rica. As shown in this promotional video, Peterson assesses the dentist's training, the safety of the office, its infection control, and the quality of the dental work.
We've had some offices where we've walked in, looked around, and said, thanks very much, and left, because we felt they were really beyond improvement. Others, we've spent several hours.
They approve about 1 in 10 offices. The one in Costa Rica where Hardenbrook got his dental work done was not one of them. Dental Destinations receives a percentage of the treatment cost from approved clinics if they make a referral. The cost for the patient remains the same. Several companies exist worldwide to help dental tourists find dentists abroad. Hardenbrook says his company plays an important role for consumers.
We fill the void with the people that are looking for the same exact treatment, that want quality and safety, but they can't otherwise afford that safety and quality here in the U.S.
But some question whether these companies really can assure that same quality. The American Dental Association doesn't recognize any group or company for its inspections of dental providers abroad.
This patient here had her work done in Costa Rica.
Inside his Lehigh Acres office, Dr. Brian Geer looks at x-rays of his patient's dental implants.
You don't have to be a dentist to figure out that there's a separation and a screw here that doesn't even fit into the threads of the implant itself.
Geer and his two partners say they see 1 or 2 patients a month who have gone abroad for dental work.
You know, I've seen some nice cases that were done in other countries. I just happen to see, at least in my practice here, more problems.
Geer's partner, Dr. Miguel Scheel, trained in Ecuador and says people need to do their homework.
The dentistry there is not that bad, okay? It depends on who do you go with, okay? You need to find the right dentist. Same in the U.S. You can get a really good dentist, you can get a really bad dentist. I mean, it happens.
But it's not always easy to determine what practice is good or not in a country thousands of miles away. Dr. Edmund Hewlett is a spokesperson for the ADA and a professor at the UCLA School of Dentistry. He says, although the ADA doesn't recognize any dental tourism companies,
this is not to say that they're not doing a thorough job of checking out practices.
Hewlett says these companies can serve as a source of information for consumers, consumers like James Dwyer.
You can see the crown.
Half a year later, Dwyer says he's satisfied with his experience.
No problems. I mean, I've been very happy with it. I'd go back again for sure. And hopefully I won't have to.
Though he says he's considering getting a checkup and cleaning at that dental office next time he's in Panama. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani.
In the world, Me gusta más.